This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Where are we with cotton harvest? USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Taking a look first at the cotton harvest for the week ending November 15th, showing nationally 69% of the U.S. cotton harvested by mid-November. That is ahead of the five-year average of 64% and slightly ahead of last year's 66%. The biggest story continues to be the slow harvest in the southeastern states. Looking at that set of five states, we see progress ranging from just 40% harvested in Virginia, which has been soaked repeatedly by tropical systems, to as high as 71% in Alabama. All five southeastern states, Alabama, Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas, are well behind their average pace. And as I mentioned, the slowest Virginia 40% harvested compares to the five-year average of 82%. The longer the cotton sits out this time of year, the more it is exposed to wind and rain. And we've had plenty of those types of events, and that has compromised the quality of that cotton in the southeast. Helping to balance that, in case you're wondering why the national number is actually ahead of average, that is because Texas, the cotton there, 68% harvested, five-year average is only 52%. And that is driving that national number significantly higher and pushing the national number ahead of average.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.